After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, guys? We're back. We've got a sketchy Taylor, a broken-hearted teenager, and a daddy-daughter showdown. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, oh, we should have had him start a little. You know what, but you, we can take with this now.
This is my jam.
Oh my God, Janelle Monáe, what?
I just want to know, I'm snapping, but it's my first time hearing this story.
I've never heard it yet.
You guys, you gotta get up on the bisexual lightning because it's everything.
Yes.
Oh.
This song puts me in the best mood.
What is up, guys? We're so excited to be back for Black Lightning. I feel like it's been forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a hot minute. I have missed my girls, so introduce yourselves. I have to be back. It's been a long 2 weeks or week and a half, whatever you want to call it. It's been long. But y'all, I am Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter.
I'm Joel Monique. I took a drink at the wrong time. You can find me all over the internet at Joel Monique and every week at blackgirlnerds.com.
Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. I am in the chat. And you guys are funny. Well, I got.
Did I introduce myself?
No.
Yeah, I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. What an awesome episode.
It was a good episode.
It was really good. Y'all not clapping.
I'm sorry, Janelle Monáe is still okay.
We're all together now. I get distracted by Janelle Monáe.
And her, like, see-through rose pants.
No, but this is about Black Lightning.
You're right. All right, fine.
Shout out to Janelle, though.
Because it was really lit. Fun.
Yeah. It was a lit song. So, initial reactions of tonight's episode, go.
It was amazing!
It was awesome. It was everything I wanted to be. And we're going to get into it because Khalil got some explaining to do for my life when we get to the topic of Jennifer and Khalil. And, daddy-daughter fight. Yes.
Yeah, I just got to say, that was the highlight of my day, watching that daddy-daughter fight, because I had to watch it twice.
Oh my God.
Like, no. That's one of those things you rewind and watch again. I watched the whole episode again.
That was horrible for me. I really hated that moment. Really? I actually didn't like this whole episode because I had to realize I was going to have to come in here and apologize to Portia. I was like, this is some bull. And I come in here and tell her she's
making
right.
Make it good, girl. Make that apology good. Let me hear it.
I'm still going to read you, but, you know, just so you know, I saw it. I was like, oh, okay, she was right about Gambi.
All right.
He's still a good guy, but, you know.
Let's get into Gambi because I also had the same reaction. I was like, damn it, I'm going to have to go say sorry to Portia. I was like, Portia was right. Whatever.
He ain't right, y'all.
He is right, but he's just shady. He's trying to turn over a new leaf, okay? I believe in Gambi.
No, we don't like him.
I love Gambi.
I can't remember if I said I was with you or not, so I'm pleading the fifth on...
But yeah, you're calling your old Johnny lately. Like, I was with Portia the whole time.
I'm not with Portia. I'm just saying, I can't remember. So, and then, like, I really can't remember what I said.
A strong side eye for me.
We don't trust Gambi. We agree?
No.
We agree?
No.
I just said I understand a little bit.
We gotta agree.
Because, okay, let's strip down what happens with Gambi this week.
Cool,
so, first of all,
he ain't right.
You give me 2 seconds to speak on Gambi, okay? 2 seconds. So Gambi comes out of the gate being like, look, you got to keep your soul intact because obviously Gambi has killed some people in his past and was not appreciative of how his soul fell afterwards. And he's trying to protect our main man, Jefferson, okay? Gambi is out here representing. Now, what Gambi has to keep this secret because otherwise it could mean death for the entire family. We don't know what that secret is yet, really. We know he worked with Lady Eve, but to what degree and to what extent?
They were part of an agency.
Yes, some agency.
It sounds like he was her instructor. I'm imagining like an Assassin's Hogwarts kind of thing going on. I don't know yet.
Because he taught her everything she knows and not everything he knows.
Which is how it works. Your teacher never teaches everything they know.
Did it bother anyone else that we couldn't get a pan down on who Lady Eve was working on? I was like, is this another embalming scene?
I was hoping it wasn't the doctor guy from albino office.
Oh, snap.
See, I couldn't see him. I don't know if it was my screen or
it
what.
Looked like
I didn't
the doctor
see anything.
A little bit. I'm not going to trip. So.
Yeah.
I was just hoping it wasn't because I really want him to be alive.
Jefferson's going to feel real bad about some stuff.
Did you all think it was interesting that they mentioned that the Pierce family is off limits? Like, yes. You wonder
because
why that, they're off limits?
Because Gambie, I thought about that. Gambie, like, because he came in around when Jefferson was 12. So that picture that Gambie was looking at was, like, when Jefferson was, when he, right around the time his dad died.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his own way of protecting Jefferson, even though he couldn't help what happened to his father. I think he knew what was going to happen or didn't know to the extent of what was going to happen to his father. And he has a lot, he has survivor's guilt a little bit about it.
Well, there's a lot we can
and
start connecting.
And he deserved that survivor's guilt.
Okay, wow. There's a lot we can connect here with the green light scans that we got earlier, comparing them to Jefferson's scans that we took at the very beginning of the episode. My guess is that Jefferson was a part of these experiments, these early experiments. His dad was, you did predict this last week, Shay, that his dad was investigating the deaths of these children. Maybe he was a part of the project. Maybe that's how he got tipped off to it. And I think Gambie had something to do with that, whether he was administering. My guess is Gambie turned Jefferson into Black Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's trying to stop these things from happening, which is why he went after the daughter when she was like, probably he was trying to figure out who the other mutant was.
Yeah.
I use mutant here. I know it's not the correct term, but just give me a
break,
guys.
Even though she said mega human.
Yeah, metahuman.
Yeah, but those aren't DC terms, right? Metahuman.
Metahuman's DC.
Yeah, oh, okay, fine. DC.
So I feel like he went after her to try to, again, cover up his tracks. Now, to your point, and this whole time I've been arguing with Portia about, like, where is the line? Like, because I do, like we saw at the top of the episode, Jefferson snapped. He was like, no, but he's here and I know. And Gambie's like,
but
you know.
But he snapped for all the right reasons. But go ahead.
But he doesn't know the full story. So Jefferson is right in going, look, you're not telling me everything, and so I don't trust you right now. He's absolutely right in that, like, I feel you keeping a secret from me, and so I'm not going to let you make decisions for me. You can't have it both ways. You either need to be upfront and honest with me so we can make decisions together, or I need to go off and do my own thing. I totally sided with Jefferson on that, but I still think Gambie is correct in saying you pop off so fast. You do not have the proof, the undeniable evidence that these two are the ones putting green light on the street. We know that there's an entire agency, which Jefferson knows nothing about yet, that is very powerful. So for him to charge into these situations without his suit working 100% correctly, without knowing the full situation, without knowing what he's coming up against, is dangerous. I think Gambie is good. I think he made some effed up decisions in his past. I think he's trying to rectify those situations. I agree with you that the best way to do that is to come clean with Jefferson.
But he do have proof. I just want to let you know that. Because the guy who's storing the green light drugs gave Joey Toledo's name. He let him know, like, this is the person who's
that
making me
is
store
not
here.
That would you could not take that into a courtroom. And that's what I mean by
proof. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't have to when they got face-to-face and Joey, he admitted to it.
I mean, that's coercion, which I guess is fine. We're dealing with, like, vigilantes, and so some of our rules are certainly malleable.
I mean, he admitted to it and let him know he's not taking it off the streets, let him know he's not doing nothing about it, and he thinks somebody's going to kill him. So, I mean, that was all the proof he needs to know that what's going on. So, like I said last time, you want to cut the top of the food chain off so that the rest of the green light don't sprinkle down.
But there's
working in some type of, I'll give you that, he is, you know, working on his emotional stress when he does that, because obviously not only is this the top of the food chain for green light, but this is also the guy who killed my father, and we saw it play out when he killed his father, how he stuffed the article down his throat, and he's watching it while he's under his bed. So of course that is going to, you know, trigger some emotions in him. Ooh. And you know, he was emotionally triggered to actually go away from the scene once Lynn actually called him and let her know her true feelings, which she deserved to do that. We gonna get on Lynn next.
Right.
But at the end of the day, outside of his emotions, he has really great intel. He has a really great reason for what he's doing. And I think his logic is amazing.
And he deserves the truth.
And he deserves it.
I think he deserves the truth. I do, however, think that going straight for Tobias is not the best move. Because why are you going to go for the sergeant when you don't know who the general is? You know
also,
what I'm saying?
Like, Tobias is literally his white whale, and I would like him to wake up and realize, like, you're Ahab in this situation. You don't have to. You don't have to die trying to catch this guy. Like, there are better ways of fishing.
A little bit, like, I wanted him to practice what he preached to Anissa, in the sense where he told her, like, I don't want to lose you. for something when you should have walked away from.
Oh, that's exactly like, why we got that mirror shot.
And that Jill was the pot caught on the kettle black.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we just, I'm like, dude, I want you to practice what you preaching to your daughter to do. Like, just because, like, obviously I understand how mad you are if somebody killed my parent too. I would be fighting for them to be killed too. But you also have taken perspective that you also have a family. So if something happens to you and they don't know the full story, they don't know why you died or... Nobody might even reveal that you're Black Lightning. They're going to go with so many uncertainties and so much hurt and pain because you went off half-cocked without, like she said, knowing all the players.
But he don't even know all the players because the person that he trusts to get him all the players is lying to him and hiding things from him. So if he had somebody in his corner who was letting him know the ins and out and the top dogs and letting him know every single player within it and giving him a strategy on how to fix this situation, then it would be better. But because he doesn't have that, it's like, what else can I do but go off of what I know and try to take these fools out?
We have to suggest, though, like, how... Can Peter Gamby tell him this information? Because obviously he's not supposed to. Like, part of the deal in keeping his family safe, that Gamby was able to be like, look, they're off limits. I didn't tell anybody about y'all. And they were like, well, that's a good thing that you didn't, because we would have had problems then. And so I feel like he's really in like a no-win situation here.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, how long are you going to keep trying to hide stuff when he's only getting closer and closer to the solutions?
It's dangerous either way, and that's why I'm saying it's challenging.
Because if it wasn't for him calling Lynn, Tobias would have been out of there. Like, he was about to take that fool out, him and his whole crew, like, standing there right there. Like, Tobias would have been out of there, but he's trying to save Tobias' butt and trying to save Jeff's butt at the same time. Like, you got to pick and choose which one of them you're going to save.
That's true. You can't save both at the end of the day. When that comes down to that situation, you're going to save Jeff or you're going to save Tobias. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually interested in who he's going to pick.
Our Jeff. Can we please chat up on the screen?
Thank you.
I'm on it.
I mean, some people are thinking like Gamby's retired.
Well, I definitely thought
he did say retired. He was retired, but since the time is a ticket, moving on to our next topic, which is another person who thinks she's helping Jefferson, but is kind of complicating things. That would be Lynn.
Of course, yes.
Lynn
is complicating.
Listen, Portia's been ready.
Portia's like she's been. Ding.
Let me tell y'all something.
Go on.
I really don't like Lynn. I feel like she had a change of heart because she know what's up. But at the end of the day, like, you're not going to keep blowing up at this man because he's trying to save the world. Like, the way she talks to him in the beginning when she was trying to fix him, like, I wanted to slap her. Like, you're really trying to belittle him because he wants to save the world. I understand you have your viewpoints and everything, but you can't do that to somebody. And then not only that, Anissa just let us in because she know the way you think because you're her mother. She just let us in to know that right now you feel like a mistress. So because he want to save the world, you feel like you're second and you can't handle second place. Yeah. But it's not about being second. It's about making sure that the community is good so that you can be good too. Because if the community not good, you not going to be good either. In all, he's saving everybody and not just you. And then for her to get on the phone at the end and let him know, like, I'm sorry, you know, I was just mad because I wasn't first in your life. Yeah, girl, you deserve to say that because you're not right. And you keep tearing him down for something that could possibly be to your benefit as well. And I don't like it, so.
Yeah. Do it, DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
I disagree on multiple points. First, one, I love that everyone's getting read for their life this episode by people who are doing the same thing. So for Anissa to be like, oh, no, girl, I got you, because that's why I couldn't be with my last girl, because I wanted to save the world. I was busy doing other things, so I'm in the same boat as Dad. My partner will probably feel the same way. I really enjoyed that mother-daughter moment because it felt authentic to me. Me and my mom do this to each other all the time. We're like, so what you're saying is, hear yourself. but I think that Lynn has... First, I think Lynn has a valid and important point to make about what she wants to put up with and what she's willing to put up with. I think that where Lynn made her mistake is like, look, but you do love, like, you love him. Like, you're not willing to leave. Like, you waited 9 years for a reason. And this is where my initial frustration with Lynn came in, was like, you want to be with him. So pulling this back and forth bull is, it's a waste of both of your time and it's unhealthy. But I do think she has a right to say, look, I don't want to patch you up. I'm tired of seeing you almost die. And she makes that point again when they're in the car.
Bye.
No, but see, she makes that point again in the back of the car when he's like, what was she doing? She's like, she's doing what you're doing, you idiot.
Like, this is that feeling you feel right now. That's what I felt our entire relationship, is that you come home to me almost dead, and I have to build you back up and then send you out there. That puts a lot of stress on me that you don't acknowledge. And I think that that's totally fair for her to be like, you can want to save the world, and maybe I was acting foolish because I felt I was coming in second place. Like, she can hold both of those emotions inside of her and be an authentic human being. I don't think that she was lying or being false or trying to cause issues in their relationship. I think she truly felt, I don't want to patch you up. And she was also jealous that she wasn't coming first. And for her to admit that, it's like, it's a huge person. And now she has to figure out how to live with that. I love Lynn. I'm loving the projection of her story. And I like the way that this relationship is evolving.
I just got one thing to say. If you don't want to do it, then don't do it. Gabby is the master plan man. He got all the connects. He the top of the food chain for everything, okay? He'll find somebody to patch that fool up. So if you don't want to do it, chuck your deuces and dip.
So Seth Russ says she can't just leave. They have two kids together. And even if she's ignoring her love for him, the father of her child is still constantly risking death.
And absolutely. Also, I want to say something else he said, actually. He said he might want to save the world, but he is really bad at thinking long term. Mm-hmm. Jefferson chases everything like a dog chasing cars rather than trying to think strategy, which is awesome. So true. And then Chaos 13212 says something I thought, like, I would want to hear Portia. I just want to hear your response to this. I think Tobias deserves a little bit more respect because he has powers.
Because he got what?
Powers. And I really just want to hear your response to that personally. I'm looking forward
he
to it.
He deserves a little bit more respect because what powers he got besides not aging?
And strength. That's about it, actually.
And having crusty looking lips.
Well, you get no respect for that. I'm sorry. You're a villain. A villain is a villain. But villains don't get respect from me. I understand you had your little childhood trauma and all that. But villains don't get no respect from me. Not Portia Carter.
But I will agree with... That's what I wanted to hear. So hard. I love it. But I want to touch on what Joel said, because I actually agree with both of you. I agree the fact that Lynn has evolved, and I'm so happy for this, how she's evolved in her character, because she is right in saying that you need to also think how when you come home and I have to patch you up, how that makes me feel. Like, at the end of the day, like, my feelings should also matter in that situation, because he feels like it doesn't, and I totally get that. But she's also right in admitting that I feel like I'm coming in second, and that's the first after six episodes, I'm super excited for her finally admit it.
Finally. So you can stop sending him through the runaround and making it all wishy-washy. One minute you all up in his face kissing him, and the next minute you cussing him out.
Because she's confused, too.
Yeah. Like this, clearly. Love is complicated and love is confusing. Love is never going to be smooth. And if you think it is, you're, I don't know, how your love
actually
works.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It ain't complicated, none of that. That's some other stuff.
Well, someone who is learning a lot about love and what it is and what it is not is our poor, listen, I'm feeling for Jennifer, man.
I really do.
Jennifer's going through it right now. First of all, I'm glad that I was not in high school during the social media age, because somebody's ass would have got beat. If that was, okay? What you're not going to do, little boy, is put my face on
a white girl's body
and call her Black girl. Becky,
right? I don't care if you're in a wheelchair or not. You have no right to disrespect me because you're in pain and you're in anger. I don't give a f- Oh,
you better Photoshop me on someone with some rhythm.
Right.
Like, just no, don't. Don't F with my image. Like, I'm, 15? Like, my body image is already totally distorted. Like, can I just live my life?
And then she already dealing with people bullying her. Like, girls taking videos of pushing her and stuff, and she not doing anything about it because she decides to listen to her father and walk away.
No, she didn't walk away from that fight. They just cut before that fight started. That's what that happened.
Remember, she broke her...
She broke her wrist.
Her wrist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that was a new video.
No, she cropped that, but she edited the hell out that video before her ass got beat to be like, this girl thinks she can talk about this.
Oh, that was a scene from the skating rink. Mm-hmm. It looked a little different the way they had put it together. Yeah. That's why I'm thinking like she being bullied. But oh, okay, I see what's going on. These girls think they slick.
Obviously, though, we see that Tobias's plan is like working and that Khalil is now mad at her and mad at Black Panther. It's not Black Panther. Listen,
shout out to Black Panther.
Okay, what kind of Black Panther?
We had to get that out.
I brought up Black Panther. I brought it up last night in the Flash. I accidentally called Kilgore Killmonger. And now Black Lightning, Black Panther. Whatever. It's fine. Go see it.
Three times. Okay.
But where's that even going with that? Oh, but obviously, I just feel like Khalil, boy, like it did not take that much for you to flip the script. Like, I feel like the conversation last week wasn't that persuasive. Like, I don't know, like, Tobias was like, yo, Black Lightning, he mad trash, I'm tight, and Khalil was like, bet. And
then I feel like he's giving him a lot of stuff, though.
But you're just looking for someone to be angry at anyhow. Yeah. Like, you can't be mad at the shooter because you don't know where they are. They've already gone off. So it's easy to be like, you took me there. Like, I wasn't even going to go, and you brought me here. And so it's easy to transfer that anger, I think.
And though I get it, I really don't care. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you can't blame me.
Yeah.
And personally, if I was Jennifer, I really don't care. I would have snapped. Because at that point, I've been by your side. I quit track. I did all the things. You really don't care.
I would have snapped, too. But coming from Khalil's point, I don't like him right now, and I think he really on some BS. But coming from his point, when somebody is broken and they're hurt, they don't know how to direct that energy, especially when they have somebody loving and caring for them. All they're going to do is, you know,
hurt them.
Mirror that brokenness and that hurt on them and project all of that negative energy toward them. So he doesn't know how to channel that, so he's trying to figure it out. And then he's young, so he hasn't experienced much life to be able to know, like, all right, I'm in a broken state, so I just need some space and some time to be by myself. He don't know how to not lash out because that's all he can think of right now.
How long do you think we're going to have to wait till Khalil starts walking in? Because obviously, he's going to be walking.
I think mid-season, maybe like
tomorrow,
just a few weeks before.
Dealing with Tobias.
It's interesting to me that Tobias is like, oh, like you're going to be powerful. And the girl also was like, it's going to be great. So it seems like Tobias is handpicking people and giving them like either better batches of green light, maybe, or doing something to get them fighting condition. I think it's like, am I sad for Khalil? I don't know. I'm not really at this point because you're shady. I have a real problem with people who want to talk behind people's backs but not say something to their face. Yeah. And that she was like, oh, no, so I text you, but you have time to post things? And I was like, nope, that would have been it. And I would have just snapped right there. Like, I'm coming to you to have the conversation, and instead you're going to go and post it so, like, literally the entire world can see and shame me for nothing, for literally just being by your side. You could die. I don't care.
Yeah, that's... Because you ain't going to do that to me.
Rocks.
Several in the chat actually kind of... I'm actually interested about that. It says, I've seen people saying that Khalil knows that he's going down a rabbit hole with Tobias and that he's pushing Jennifer away on purpose so he doesn't drag her down with him.
No, that's not
what's
happening.
I really don't think he's that evolved because he is a teenager.
Right?
I swear, if the writing, please prove me wrong. But I don't believe it's
true. If we get a Batman like Khalil, that would be awesome. I wouldn't mind a Batman like Khalil who's like, I'm going to fight this thing from the inside by myself. Yeah. Like, paralyzed or not, I don't care. Like, I've got the strength. That would be cool, but I don't see it either. I think you're right. Just that he's going through the emotions.
He don't know how to channel that energy.
But my guess is, if I had to project an entire, like, through line for him at this point, it'd be like, Tobias will empower, he'll send him out on the street, he's going to do something he'll regret, Jefferson finds him, and is like, hey, we can bring you back, and then they bring him into the house, and like, he heals up or whatever, and then he becomes like, team good.
Yeah, but I also feel like, even if that happens, it's going to be like, definitely like, Jennifer, like, she's going to want to like, go to fight, like, just want to, what's that word? I don't know why I'm blanking on it, because I actually was just reading about it. She's going to spar, there it is. She's gonna want to spar with him, like to get all her anger out too.
You was looking for spar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not
at you. You know what I was thinking about?
It's whatever. Shush.
This is just a random thought that pops in my head because Grace, obviously in the comics, has powers. Do you think maybe somehow she's gonna get tangled into the whole Tobias thing, and maybe that's how she'll get her powers on the show, is through the green light or whatever?
Interesting. I kind of am still hoping, just because. One of the main comments after Wonder Woman came out was like, we want more Themyscirians. And I would just like her to be a Themyscirian, in the city, like, hanging out. If they did the green light, I still want everyone to have their powers from this. Like, I don't want that to be the sole source of powers in this universe. So, I'm not about it. But if they did it, I mean, I'm not going to stop
Well, whatever they're doing with green light is a part of how this whole thing started.
Yes.
And this little substance that they have. And I really feel like, if I could just throw this out there, that Tobias got Lynn's research assistant on payroll.
Oh,
because homeboy saw her doing that research and putting them, you know, skulls together, them little x-rays together after she lied and said she didn't know about it. And next thing you know, people coming in her office. So he must got a little homeboy on payroll watching her do her research.
You know why? Shady.
You know who I think's on payroll too? I think
the chief.
He's definitely.
Oh, for sure. You see that JT there?
Yeah, on his cell phone for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he was like,
because Joey calling him.
Yeah, and also
letting him know where Black Lightning at.
Who'd you get the tip from? And he's like, I didn't say. And I was like, you fake.
And then Joey was calling him like, oh, somebody done picked him up. He gone now.
The chief is the kind you go on a date with, and his phone is face down because he doesn't want you to see what's popping up on his phone because he's cheating on you. That's what
the Yeah, but my thing is, remember, you know, Black Lightning or Jeff had told the actual commander, what is his name, Henderson?
Henderson.
Had told him last week that it was Joey and to look into that. So had Henderson looked at his, you know, chief phone, he would have realized, like, what JT stand for? Obviously something going on, like, you know where he at because you, it's Joey because that's how he know where he at, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And actually, I want to say something about Henderson in this episode because I actually kind of liked him a little bit more because he seemed like really like, I don't want to go through Black Lightning.
He had like two lines though.
No, because he's like, I don't want to go through Black Lightning because I'm the one that sent him out there to get Joey Toledo. Like, he was very hesitant and a little bit almost coming after, like, into his like defense a little bit. Like, he wasn't all gung-ho to like go after him.
I mean, because he giving him tips and letting him know what's up.
I know, so that's why I actually like him a little bit better now. Hmm. For the 2 minutes he was in.
I don't know.
I like Henderson. He's my favorite.
I like Henderson. I would just... My reason for the Grace thing is I wouldn't be surprised if they did it just because with, like, the Flash, that's how basically all the metas got their powers at once. It's just they randomly popped
it's
up.
It's true.
Throughout
People
time.
Think we were talking about Jennifer in the chat when we talk about powers. Talk about Grace.
Yeah, Grace.
Not Jennifer.
Not Jennifer.
We
Grace.
Know Jennifer is a born meta. It's okay. We get it.
Yeah.
And we know Tobias has a hand strength just in case. Somebody missed me saying that earlier. I feel like just throwing it in there.
But, so we're all caught up.
There's a couple things I wanted to like mention. They talked about in the chat when Jefferson and Anissa, when he had to come pick her up from the PlayStation again. I love that though. I just really just love that scene. It was like he's looked so disappointed, but like Jefferson just
sounded like my mother, and I was like, "You need to stop." Sometimes it stresses me out because, like, I feel like one of the things when you're looking for representation in yourself is like how parents from different cultures speak to their children. Mm-hmm. It varies widely. It's so like for my mother, when I'm in trouble, it's always like I don't get in trouble anymore. I'm almost 30, but when I was getting in trouble, it would always be like, "You good? You all right? You not hurt or nothing? Good. I'm not talking to you. What?" Yeah. Come back here. Like, what's going on? Nope. Now I'm mad at you. And when she does turn around and tell you, wish you would have just shut up.
Now I'm like, mad at
and
you.
How dare you? Mama.
That's so nice.
Wow. I was doing the same thing. Like, dang, my mom's mad at me. She legit just, like, looks at me. And I'm just like, my eyes go, like, back to my little girl. I'm like, damn.
My mom's glare is deadly, for sure.
You can't be dealing with that stare. That's all I got to say.
Let's talk about Anissa.
I get who you think you talking to, what you think you doing. Let me tell y'all some
stories.
I
want to say that real quick. Because it actually revolves around Anissa. But he was just like, all it takes is one call to see a color and not humanity for him to end you. And like for me, that was really powerful. And him to say, as a Black woman, you don't have the luxury to be naive. And not just Black women, all Black men and Black women, Black children. Unfortunately, we do not have the luxury to be naive in this world. For me, that was a really powerful message, and I wanted to say it because it hit me really hard.
So yeah. Is that our last Black History quote for the last day of Black History Month? I'll take that.
No. Maybe.
I'll take it. I don't have a luxury to be naive, so don't catch me out here, okay? Because I ain't gonna be no naive, okay?
So I feel like this is a really big episode for Anissa because we start out with the whole... I feel like there's a lot of things in this episode that, like, reflected real life, like, with the statue and with, you know...
The fake water gun.
The white supremacist driving into the crowd, and, like, I was like, okay, I see we're gonna continue with, like, the very real...
They're killing people, though.
But that happened. That happened. Like, in real life, so... Yeah. I love that Anissa's still doing her, like, activism and whatnot, and I loved the showdown.
That showdown was...
It was hard to watch.
Before we get to the showdown, roll it back. Before we get to the showdown, let's talk about everything that leads to the showdown.
Okay.
Specifically, the breaking of the statue, which is kind of like this momentous moment.
Yeah.
Because she had to go tell her mama after that one. She was like, Mom, I got to show you this.
So there's multiple things to take into consideration here. So not only is Anissa not going to stop doing her political activism thing, which I think is really interesting, especially as a teacher, even though it's in her father's school. It's something that could very easily backfire on her.
Agreed.
Talking about not thinking long term. But then the actual act of destroying it, like for her to A, do it in public, like with a bunch of people around.
They don't know who she is.
Yeah, but like,
not that reason.
That's what hit her hard, though. I think that hit her the most because she went in there trying to, like, I'm going to be the hero at this moment. But the whole entire thing, doing it around them, the casualty it could have actually led to, that's what hit her hard, and that's what made her want to talk to her mom and come clean at I have to come clean. I need to know how to handle and deal with it.
Not only could she have hurt someone, but we also now know that she could have hurt herself. Jefferson's suit is the thing that helps him from, like, imploding on himself. Mm-hmm. So we have to assume that his daughters are going to be the exact same way. And we see her powers continuing to grow in strength. And
she held her breath and became bulletproof.
She did.
I forget which one is the word I'm looking for. Durability. I don't know. She turned into a solid rock in the chest, okay?
But also, by doing the whole statue thing, she made herself public, because until now, she hasn't really had to deal with, you know, the public. And so by strolling out there in her fabulous lace front and latex,
she's like, everything I wanted.
She was like, what's up? I'm here. Stomp the yard. Gotta go.
I really like the fact that also this is the moment where Anissa decides that she's taking a stand, because for the last six episodes, it's been a lot of talk about, like, what's going to happen and who should speak up. And I'm tired of just marching. And so this is Anissa not just saying, like, I'm not just going to deal with these, like, drug dealers on the side. I'm not just going to be jumping in to save my students. I'm going to take a proactive statement where I see it needs to happen. Mm-hmm. So she kind of stepped into her own. Also, costume-wise, just really props on that gold mask. It is everything to me. We see so many of the same black, just like eye hole owl kind of mask. So to see just the gold stripe, I'm like, this is brilliant. More of this kind of innovation in superhero costumes.
I love the fact when she inhaled and she was like, what do you think he missed? Best line.
She went full superhero this episode, and I really appreciated it. She looked amazing. I loved every bit of it. Density control.
Thank you so much.
Density control. Dope.
That's one of her powers.
So now we can talk about the fight.
Yes. Okay, listen. First of all, how you not know, like, how did you all not peep each other? Like, I don't know. I guess we needed them to fight because it was dope.
It happened fast because, you know, when she walked in, all she know is the security guard down, some glass broken, something ain't right. So she already knows something ain't right off the bat. So she walk in, she beat these two little homeboys up, and then next thing you know, Black Lightning come in there talking about leave her alone. Like, oh, now you trying to come after her too? Now I gotta fight you. Like, I know you Black Lightning, but you not about to come for my mama. So, you know, so I think that's where she was coming from with that.
My girl Mel on Twitter was live tweeting this last night, and she was livid. She was like, how does he not know that that is his daughter? She is right there. That costume is not that secretive. Yeah, like, the blonde, just, he goes blind. My point to her was, like, look, in the heat of the moment, adrenaline pumping,
he didn't know you either. Already, he thinks somebody hurting his wife.
He already passed four bodies on the way in to get here, and now you're standing over his gagged wife. Like, we have issues.
Yeah, so both of them fighting the same cause, trying to protect her.
I love that Mama was like right away, just
she was like, no, but she couldn't say nothing.
I didn't feel like she was aggressive enough with her no. She kind of was like, I would even like.
I mean, but she in shock, though. She in shock. Her daughter come in, and she all powerful and got these powers and, you know, bulletproof at the chest and stuff. And it's just like, well, what can I say? Like, you know.
I guess.
And then she beating his butt, too. Like, she was literally, like, taking him in. If he wouldn't have, like, tripped her up, she would have had him. Like, she was knocking daddy down. Like, she was taking his powers, like, bump all that lightning stuff.
That was wild to watch.
She threw his powers back at him.
Well, and now you guys get, like, a sense of what
she's
could
stronger
be
than
when,
him.
Well, not just that, but, like, when they start working together, like, they can give each other power boosts. They'll be able to give each other power boosts. Like, at one point, he, like, hits her with something, and she, like, did she use it to jump, or is she, like, supercharged with it? I'm looking forward to when they start fighting on the same team. Yeah. And we can see them out there, like, passing stuff to each other and, like, her stomping the ground so he can, like, jump super high. It's gonna be awesome. I love the fight coordination for this, which is definitely a thing I've had to worry about with CW
shows
before.
He went into the wall. It was over with.
It was awesome. It was an awesome fight. And we know that Dad taught his girls to fight because we saw the same thing 2 weeks ago when we were at the roller rink. I'm so excited to see everybody in costume.
I know.
I can't wait to see what just the Thunder Gambi costume in fruition is gonna look like. And even though people like Billie Jean in the chat was like, why did they just think to take off the tape on her mouth, which is a good thought, but like
everything was happening too fast. Like, she went for
also,
her hands
also our
first.
Immediate concern is danger. Like, let's get you out of this space where more people could
you
come
need your
into.
Hands you know more than you need your mouth at this
it's
point
true
like you can shut up all day, but let me free your hands so we can get up out of here.
Renji funny, he said hashtag new school versus old school.
True.
Which is really true.
Okay.
True. Okay. Do you guys have any finishing thoughts before we head into predictions?
Oh, man. Oh man,
I can't wait.
This
to
was
see,
bomb.
I can't wait to see next week's episode because of the whole Tobias going after Lady Eve and how that's gonna play out.
Tobias and Lady Eve scene was legit, like some of the best acting in this episode. To see their dynamic together, I really
Didn't have an encounter this episode though.
I'm sorry, not Tobias. Gambit. Yeah. To see them like squaring off and being on opposite sides and to see Gambi, like, kind of throw down with her and just be like, look,
hey, her
girl,
little Bray,
I told
mom.
You everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved her hair. I was like, wow.
Her hair was good.
But she was right. She was like, if Tobias is killed, even though, but I think it's funny, like, if Tobias is killed, you want him dead, technically, if Black Lightning doesn't go away. So,
because she told him.
Both your problems are going to get solved if he's dead. So, what secrets do you think will come out because he's dead? I don't know. That's what I'm interested in.
Or can he not die?
Have you on Gambi? Like,
that is true.
I think he's tied. He might be tied into the death of Jefferson's father. I don't think necessarily intentionally.
He probably let him know who it was or gave him some clues.
Yeah,
who was writing the articles.
I don't think he intentionally helped set up Jefferson's dad's downfall, but I think he got his arm twisted in the situation or something to where somehow he had set it up to where that, and that's the secret. Because I feel like that's the only thing that has enough weight for it really to be like, damn.
Ooh, so I have three things real quick. One, do you guys think that Lady Eve was really just looking for her research, or do you think that Lynn would have been gone had husband and daughter not shown up? Because she was like,
I mean, there wouldn't really be a reason to tie her up. Like, personally, because like, if she could have led you to it first.
Yeah, they just wanted the files.
They just wanted the files.
I mean, she was trying to hold up her end of the bargain and not take her out.
I disagree wholeheartedly. Because here's why. Now she's just more curious. Like, you tied me up, you took my files, and also she's a doctor. Backup files, man. They're saving everything
digital
now.
I'm sorry, what
are
you asking?
Would Lady Eve have sent people to kill Lynn? Did she send them to kill Lynn and they just got interrupted? Or did she truly just want their files?
Yeah.
Like, what was Lady E's goal? Because she told Gambi, like, oh, no, I know she's off limits, but she was just learning too much, so I had to snatch her knowledge so I could just make sure.
So,
but I think Lady E sent them there to kill her. Because
I think they just wanted the files because they wouldn't have tied her up. They would have shot her. They had guns.
Maybe.
I feel like
they would have took her out right then and there and then took the files.
No, or, like, had her show them where the files were and then kill her. There would be no need to tie her up.
Ain't no show. She in the lab. They know where they at. They right there where she's searching them at.
We also have more questions. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like that she could have been a goner very easily. And then it'll be interesting. I'll save it for predictions.
Okay, so question. Somebody at Billie Jean asked, how old actually is Tobias? Since he is the same as when he killed Jefferson's father.
Old as hell.
Well, yeah. So what do we know?
I'm going to say he's probably like 60s. 70s then, or the same age as Gambi, I would think, because they seem to be all like the same age.
That makes sense to me.
Real quick before we did, anyone else have any
predictions?
Jefferson just saying no. Before we get to predictions, under the bed just saying dad while his dad was being murdered was like
heartbreaking.
Worst thing I've ever experienced. I hated it. And then I also really appreciate that we get a young man who looks a little bit older, but is in a very like a childlike headspace in this moment. Because we don't get to see a lot of like black kids. Once you hit 15, you're considered an adult. So to see him like that, I think is important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where are you considered an adult at 15?
Like literally everywhere. Trayvon Martin, they thought he was an adult. He was 12.
Tamir Rice.
Good night.
You know it's fun. Anyway, before we get into predictions, if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we've got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder Maria Menounos and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had.
Aww, she's so great. Check it out, guys. It's so good.
You already are big sister, Maria.
The one she did with Castella was amazing.
Yeah, just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, for the free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us.
Who sent you? The ladies of Black Lightning.
So, Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out. Thank you, thank you. All right. Predictions. Who's going first?
After Buzz TV predictions.
I predict Anissa is going to act much, much better to the news than her mother expects. Her mom is all up in that bed just stroking her hair like, it's okay. Don't freak out. She's like,
Daddy just tried to kill you.
Dad? I see. Yeah. That sparring match was good. I feel like she's going to be ready to go. Like, immediately, like, who are we hanging out? Where are we going to? And yeah. I think Jefferson is going to have a total crisis of humanity of like, but I don't want this for my girls. Like, this was never part of the deal. And I look forward to that journey of how does Jefferson wrap his mind around bringing his daughters into this. We're going to potentially be dangerous and violent, even when this is essentially bulletproof now. So what are we even talking about? I don't know. Those are my predictions.
She need to protect her head.
She could use a helmet.
Shay.
Okay, my predictions, I totally agree. Nissa's going to be ready to come out guns blazing. I want you to teach me everything I want to learn. I'm ready. Let's fight side by side. Let's be the dynamic duo. And I actually can't wait to see, like, the training they do together. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, Gambi suit for her. I'm super excited. I really think Jennifer, this hopefully spikes Jennifer's powers after this episode. I really just want to see how they come. Like, what big moment do, like, mm-hmm. does she, like, the powers come in? I can't wait for that moment. I've been, like, waiting with bated breath for it.
Do you guys think mm-hmm. they're going to tell Jennifer? Or...
Somebody told
Anissa
like,
probably will.
Meeting, for real.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they do have family meetings.
They really need to have a family meeting. I don't know if that's going to happen. I can't wait for the Lady E versus Tobias showdown.
Oh.
I really can't wait to see, like, that final moment just between when it's just going to be them and them two together, because I really don't think he's going to leave it up to Dead Girl Eyes or Joey. I think it's going to, like, when he does, he wants to be right in her face, want to see her eyes. It's going to be lit. I totally agree. Khalil might, like, hang on the evil side for a while before he gets his head right. He lets go of that anger because that's what's motivating him really now, and he most likely would definitely join Black Lightning Squad. Gambi's gonna have a lot of explaining to do. I'm predicting that right now. So much. And I'm good in life. Portia.
So I think Gambi is going to create Anissa a uniform once he figures out that it was actually her that Lady E was talking about. I think that Tobias and Dead Girl Eyes are going to do something with the green light that makes Tobias walk again. Like, they're going to give him some type Khalil.
Cool.
Yes, Tobias and Dead Girl Eyes are going to do something with the green light that makes Khalil walk again. Because obviously that stuff is mighty powerful, and it has the same things that, you know, fluctuate your brain as Black Lightning's powers. So you never know what it can do. So I think that's what's going to help him walk. Because he said, I promise you, you're going to walk again. And she like, yeah, and you're going to have strength. So obviously they're going to work that out within the little stuff, the green light stuff. And then, I think Lady Eve gonna go for the kill. Tobias' sister gonna die next episode. I hope she die because she really keep, you know, encouraging him. Like, she's the reason why, you know, he is what he is. Like, she's pumping him up and keeping him going. And I feel like he will become weaker if she is out and if Dead Girl Eyes is out. But yeah,
I would say more unstable than he is.
Yeah. All right. This is my prediction.
I love how you get the hand. Like,
well, you know. I think Khalil will be injected or whatever with Green Lightning. And I think it's going to be a showdown. I think somehow he's going to, because we've seen Green Lightning, like, how it's affected people. They're not necessarily in the best state of mind. I think somehow something's going to happen with Jennifer. There's going to be some type of showdown with Jennifer. Or he's going to get up in Jennifer's face. And I think that's going to trigger her powers. I think they're going to have, like, a little squabble somehow, and that's what's going to trigger her.
And I hope she beat his butt.
Same.
It's going
to
be
I think we're going to find out that Gambi had something to do with Jefferson's father's death. I think a family meeting is coming soon.
I believe Anissa going to tell Jen what's up.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think they're going to keep that from one another once it's out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is my predictions.
So,
any final thoughts, words? Last day of Black History Month. You got anything?
It's the last day of Black History Month. Wakanda forever. You know, like, I'm excited about how everything just went down. This show started. It was amazing. Then this movie, super dope, amazing. And now we just here, Black and Beautiful. And I just love every bit of it.
Go see it.
And it just makes me so proud of who I am.
Facts.
It just makes me so proud of who I am, the way everything is happening, and not to mention this show gave me life today. Like,
yes. Well, shout out to writer Lamont McGee, who told us he watches the show. So, yay! Okay.
Thanks
we'll try to
us.
Get him in here. He's shy, but we'll see.
That's cool.
Well, I mean, like, look, Lamont, if you're watching, we could, like, have you on the couch, but, like, just have your voice on the whole time so nobody sees you, but we can hear you. If you don't want to be on camera, I'm just saying. We can work it. I'm gonna give you ideas.
We're going to work out the logistics, honey.
Yeah.
I got suggestions.
But let us know in the comments what you guys think the predictions are for next week's episode. Don't forget to tweet us, like, subscribe. Send us love notes, all that jazz.
Or send them to Portia. She loves them.
Whatever.
Good night.
My name is Drew Jones. I can't with y'all. I cannot even.
That's like the best part of reading the comments over and getting like all the love you get. I'm not going to lie. I love it. I do love reading it. Like,
anyway.
It gives me so much joy.
The comments don't take no love from you. I just want you to know.
No, I know.
You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. And you deserve all the love in the world. And I love you with all my heart. If that's enough, more than any of those comments could ever do anything, okay? You are wonderful.
And
we're going
to finish this later. My name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. Where can they find y'all fools at?
Oh, I can't breathe.
I love her.
Shay Jones, you can find me at Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram.
That was great, Shay. Real good job. I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com. And March 12th, check me out on Heroes over at Collider.
Woo! Hey. Oh, that's what's up. Yeah. So, if you did not hear Shay, most likely Jeff put it down in the description. Read it. Make sure you follow her there. I do love her. And again, guys, thank y'all so much for watching. This has been an amazing show. Happy last day of Black History Month. Happy Wakanda forever. I love y'all. It's Portia Carter. You can find me on all things at Portia Carter.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.